Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You hear that, Keith? In your face. Man, guess I got that one wrong. Not so fast, my friend. Stand by it. Stand by it.
I do love the response where people are like, well, Marshan said it's not a thing, so right. Like, obviously Keith's wrong. It's like, yeah, no, you know what I expected was for Marshan to come right out and be like, yeah, you know what? Every single thing he said was true.
Yeah.
And we don't get along. That's what I expected.
I know we have a very smart audience. The people that listen to us are very intelligent, very different than the people who have been DMing me nonstop on Twitter and Instagram. So I know I'm just preaching to the choir here with the smart people, but just ask yourself this question. In this scenario, who's more likely to be lying? Me or him?
You want clicks, Keith. You want clicks.
With all due respect to the Bruins, if I just wanted clicks and if I just wanted attention, wouldn't I make up Patriot stories or NFL stories?
Yeah, one would think there's
something along those lines.
There are teams that are probably, you know, have a bigger following in town. If you really wanted clicks, then the it is a weird side of the street to play
also,
for clicks.
And not to be that guy, but again, people are flying in out of nowhere, be like, this guy's making it up. Like, I've never made up anything. I'm not going to make up anything. It makes no sense for me to make. We have plenty of things to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, on Friday, we were talking about Vrabel and Ben Johnson and Wild Card Weekend, Celtics games. We were talking about the Bruins losing streak. That alone was enough of a topic. And then I got this information from someone I've gotten a lot of information from. And I'm like, I'm going to pass this along. And then people lost their minds about it, including the player at hand who was asked about it. We'll get into what he had to say. But yeah, I was shocked. I've had a bunch of Bruins stuff, and not to do like the resume thing every single time.
But
I feel like we have to sometimes.
I think because of what Marchand said, you do have to.
It sounds like, oh, this guy's just making stuff up, and like you want to like live in facts. It's like, okay, like Jim Montgomery being fired, I had before anybody else announced it.
And
Joe Sacco being the interim
and the replacement. You had both.
Before anybody else had it. You can go back to Pastrnak contract stuff, Swayman contract stuff, trade deadline stuff from a couple of years ago, a bunch of different injury things. There's been a lot of Bruin stuff, and it's been 100% true. So what a weird thing to just now lie about it. Like, I'm not lying. I'm not making it up. In fact, I feel like that is such a wild thing to do. Like, what's the point? What's the win there
no.
I made that up?
No, clearly.
And how could I even think to make that up?
Clearly the win is getting everybody, getting the whole hockey world mad at you, and eyeballs is what it is.
Anybody with hashtag NHL Bruins in their bio, get them mad at me, calling me a liar, telling me to lose my job because their captain said I shouldn't have a job.
Correct.
Which is also such a baby response. Like, that's embarrassing. You know, there's been a lot of like, oh, Brad Marchand's losing it on the ice. I'm not even talking about that. Off the ice, think he's losing. Because everyone's like, oh, this guy saw you sharp as a tack. You don't want to trash talk with Marchand. But like, if he's calling for your job, like that's his thing, it's
look,
pathetic.
You know me. I love Marchand.
Yeah.
Or at least
I know.
At least I used to.
Not anymore.
But that he seems shook. That whole organization.
Shooketh.
Thank you.
That's
the whole
organization
seems shooketh. So it's Jones and Keefe. You're going to hear Mike Vrabel live here at noon. We're going to get back to the Patriots. What happened with Wild Card Weekend? But if you have thoughts on this whole back and forth, Keith v. Marchand, Marchand v. Pastrnak, the Bruins, 617-779-7937. You can jump in there. Let's play some Marchand.
So basically, real quick, the report was essentially that Pastrnak is causing problems in the locker room, and doesn't want to play on the line with Marchand and, you know, the team. And this was at the time I got this info, they had lost 5 in a row. Then they went out and lost a 6th in a row. I know they won on Saturday. That's great. No problems here. They won a game.
Yeah, I thought Pasta was the problem.
But, like, they got a coach fired earlier in the season. And so even to suggest that there's turmoil in the locker room, I feel like the bigger story would be everything's fine. But anyway, this was my report, or scoop, as it were. Mm-hmm. And he was asked about it after practice.
There was a radio report this morning that I know you're aware of.
Yeah.
Pasta doesn't want to play in a line with you. I'm just trying to get your reaction.
Well, yeah, I've heard, you know, what was said in the media this morning. You know, it's unfortunate. I know reporters have a job to do, and you know, that job is to report on the team, and usually you try to be fact-based. But when there's just blatant lies told in the media, that's where there's a problem. And the fact that this guy has a platform and he's just making stuff up is embarrassing. And
I would argue this response is embarrassing, and it gets more embarrassing as it goes. But I've never made up anything before, mm-hmm. right? We just went over all the different Bruins things. So what a weird thing all of a sudden. This is the long con. I'm going to have all these other things 100% right about the Bruins, and then I'm gonna lie to everybody.
Well, and
then I'm going to throw fake stuff at you.
I think one of the things that maybe he's not aware of, and if he isn't, shame on him, and a lot of the people following Brad Marchand aren't aware of, is your track record on the Bruins, because he goes on to be very critical about,
yeah,
oh, you'll never hear from him again. He'll go back to where nobody hears from him. I mean, Brad, he's had a lot of stuff right about your team, your right. locker room, and but I think he made a mistake on
this is also where I come down, where it's like, it can't be both things. Either it's a some loser who doesn't know anything, and yet we're going to turn this into the biggest story on the team. If it was really, truly somebody that didn't know anything, why would you even address it? Or, and people would argue, well, a reporter asked him about it. All right, so the reporters on the beat feel like it's worth asking.
But it sounds like he wanted to talk about it. You hear the question there. It's like, yeah. I know you're aware of it. Like they knew he wanted to talk about it.
But I think it's because it got way too close. He didn't think this was going to get out there, and so he's upset about it. But my point is, if it's somebody that doesn't know anything, you wouldn't even discuss it. And if it's somebody that does know something, you're like, oh, crap. Like, now we have to kind of try to get out in front of it a little bit.
The way to make it look like it's a non-story is do what you claim to do with Pasta and laugh it off. But you did the opposite of that.
And then telling us how much you laughed it off. Like, okay, sure you did. But no, the easiest thing to ever do in this situation, it would have been two sentences and it would have moved on. And it may have made me look bad, is if you just said, look, our problems are on the ice right now. Not off the ice. Like, we need to get back. No idea where that report came from.
Yeah.
Instead, this guy shouldn't have a job. Like, I know reporters have a job to do, but, like, this guy shouldn't have one. It's embarrassing. We're best friends. It's like, okay, pal.
Okay.
Doth protest too much.
You're doing too much. I agree.
There's zero truth to anything that he said on the radio. This is how you lose a job very quickly. The fact that he's going to have a job after this is insane.
I do agree with him on that. I got my guy Marshy's back.
This
on
is
that
really
one.
Where
it is crazy. You're here today.
This is where he really loses it. Yeah. Like, this is insane. So basically, if any news person or any reporter ever got something wrong, they're done. So if Adam Schefter said something wrong, he should be fired. If Diana Russini, poor Diana Russini, ever said something that wasn't true, she'd be long gone. Like, that's the thing. So if you make one mistake,
yep,
then I'm not saying I did. I'm saying, in this scenario, if I made one mistake, that would knock the track record down to like 99% right. I'm not saying that's the case here. But if I did get one wrong, you lose your job.
Yeah.
Hypothetical. Hypothetical.
That's why I don't report anything.
Let's say, that's true. Complete hypothetical. Let's say you screwed up a line change and you cost your team a Stanley Cup. Should you lose your job? It's only one mistake.
Yeah.
You cost your team a Stanley Cup, which is like the best, like the biggest prize you have.
Mm-hmm.
And you fudged up a line change. Hypothetically, in 2019, you lose your job for that? No, one mistake.
No. You get to be captain of the team. No. Let's say,
and then everybody blames Tuukka.
Let's say you like low bridge a player, and injure them, and or you know slew foot, player after player after player,
and then slew foot, and then another slew foot.
Yeah.
Let's say you lick another player on the ice. Did you lose your job for that? Lose your job for that?
No, I didn't. No. I'd empower that person to be captain. Yeah. Personally,
keep licking them.
Yeah.
Keep licking them out there.
Because Pass and I are best friends. We've had an incredibly close relationship for a long time. The only reason we don't play together is so that we can spread depth throughout the lineup. There's zero truth to him being a problem in the room. He's one of the most loved guys in the room. There's zero issues in the room at all.
Stop.
There's zero issues in the room at all like
we
that.
Got a coach fired earlier in the year.
That's another example of like, yeah. now you're lying, Brad.
You're doing way too much.
It's like, okay, Pasta's popular in the room. Maybe. You didn't even say with him, but okay, Pasta's popular in the room. There's zero problems in your dressing room. You just lost six in a row.
But also, like, just because you were friends or are friends, like teammates, like, and Greg was talking about this morning, there is a different dynamic now that Brad Marchand is the captain, that David Pastrnak is the highest paid player on the team. Mm-hmm. Like, things kind of shift. And if you're just watching the games, just with your eyeballs, you'll see times where Pastrnak does something that drives you nuts. As talented as he is, as skilled as an unbelievable goal scorer as he is, there are times where, whether it's a turnover, not getting back defensively, whatever it might be, you kind of go nuts. Shouldn't the captain say something to him? And if he doesn't, what kind of captain are you? But this is what's also crazy to me. This is, and a lot of people are saying this too, if Brad Marchand and the Bruins came out against New York, Toronto, and Tampa half as hard as they came out against me, maybe they wouldn't be in this mess.
That's true.
Like, he's turning this versus me, which is fine. And if that's what you want to do, but maybe captain your team better. Maybe be more accountable in not having your coach get fired, having the worst power play in franchise history, finding a way to miss the playoffs potentially, the way the season's trending right now. But if you're pissed about this and you're like, oh, me and Pasta are best buds, even your best buds doesn't mean you see eye to eye with all the time.
Of course not.
In fact, like your actual best friends, I'm sure you get into fights and squabbles and things like that all the time.
Look, I believe Keith. I believe you on this.
Of course.
But when he says there's zero problems in the room, get out of my face.
Like you're doing now. You're going overboard.
So that to me,
which is sort of a theme here.
That was a very telling comment there. But keep going. Yeah.
There's zero issues in the room at all.
No.
And the fact that they say that he's in the center of anything is a completely fabricated lie. So this guy has zero merit to anything he's saying. It's very frustrating because this is what happens. Obviously, we have not pulled our weight this year. We have not had the season that we've wanted to have.
Okay, if I have zero merit, let's play this out. Let's play out this game.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, laugh it off.
Like, if I got offended by everything every loser said to me, like on like Twitter, or it's you lose your mind. But then you have to realize, all right, who's saying this? So if I'm some loser with no merit and like shouldn't have a platform, why are you taking it so seriously? Why are you so upset about
it?
Like, maybe because it's really true.
Like, hypothetically, if a bunch of former media members were lining up and criticizing you, Keith, like, hypothetically,
yeah,
you could clap back at it or you could just kind of laugh it off. Hypothetically, if a bunch of former media members out there.
Dude, they were coming out of the woodwork. What is that about? It's so weird. Like, so I'm hearing it from the Bruins themselves, which I at least half get. They're being asked about it, and the story's about them. Bruins fans that just, you know, have pictures of Marchand as their avatar, so I wonder whose side they're on. But then there's, like, a handful of former media members. Former media members that are taking shots at me, too, which is crazy. Let me pull one of these up. Let me pull
one
of these up real quick.
You could. I don't know which one this is going to be. Is this the one who used to pretend to go to morning skate?
Yes. So there's a guy that used to pretend to go to morning skate, and he was lying about it. And
he put the byline like wherever the team was, and he wasn't even there. This guy,
actually, let me get to it because he quotes one of the things coming up.
Oh, good,
so
good,
he
good,
quotes
good.
One of it. And
it's not
say
the one
it.
Who wasn't asked to be on the other station anymore, right? It's not that one.
No, it's not that guy.
It's not the one who used to work in this time slot.
No, not that guy either.
It's not the one who
former Celtics sideline reporter.
It's not that one either.
Turned into a troll.
Oh, okay, good.
No, not him. But they're coming out of the woodwork, these guys. And apparently, they all just want Brad Marchand to like them.
Good,
but I'm not gonna let some random guy come in the media and just spit absolute nonsense. And so, I mean, from this point forward, this guy has zero credibility.
Yeah.
I, of course, had a ton before. Like, I was Mr. Credibility. That's what they called me.
They were talking about it on Noodles and O-Dog. So
I think
you got credibility.
They were talking about it on TSN.
Yep.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he's coming out with this is ridiculous. It's embarrassing. You know, it just, anything that he puts forward in the future is now not going to be deemed as truth because he's completely just making all of this up.
Okay. I am not making this up. He's obviously very upset about this, but again, I think the track record kind of speaks for itself on this. If this was the first time I took a shot at a Bruins report or any kind of report, then I get it. Like, open season, even if I was 100% confident like I am in this, I could see plenty of people being like, where is this coming from? This is like a radio host. Like, why would he even have this? And so Marchand now being like, well, starting now, like, don't listen to this guy, even though everything else he was saying was right before.
Right. If he came out with a scoop that was like, Claude Julien's getting fired and Cam Neely's going to replace him, and it kind of came out of left field, maybe don't trust that one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With your track record, I would trust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's unfortunate if he would have done some kind of fact. He probably just made this up. If not, if he didn't, if he would have fact checked, he would have found out that it's all nonsense. But yeah, there's zero truth to this. It's ridiculous. That now that we even have to address it, I wasn't going to address it. I wasn't going to talk about it, but
I'm
not going to let it become something that it's not. So this guy can go pound sand, go back to the closet where no one knew where he was before.
Huh. What is that insinuating?
I don't know.
Go back in the closet? Can he flesh that out a little bit for me? What is he saying by that?
Yeah, speaking of spreading rumors, Brad.
So the
I mean, you want to talk about somebody who has no credibility speaking on something they don't know about.
So the guy who used to cover the Bruins and used to say he went to morning skates when he didn't, he tweeted out, my fave line. Good start. From Brad Marchand going off on a bunch of Bruins nonsense from at Keefe21. And then it's the go pound sand, go back in the closet where nobody knew you before. So I was like, dude, seriously? And then you know what's funny?
Go pound sand is a good line.
What's funny about this guy?
You got to give him that.
His Twitter avatar, well, it's a picture of himself, but then his Twitter header, it's him and Brad Marchand.
Classic.
Like, for real, you can't make it up. Like, his best buddy.
Was that on a morning skate? Probably not.
Probably not. No,
it was probably taken somewhere else.
Maybe photoshopped.
Yeah.
Like, just get one of me and Brad. No, we don't have one because I'm never around.
Yeah,
like, I'll just do that.
Like, AI search real quick.
But, like, these guys, it's like, it's sad. But here, there's even more. So it's unfortunate we even have to spend time doing this, but, like, I'm not done.
Yeah.
Brad Marchand.
Yeah.
And report on nothing because that's what he's going to be doing after this.
Brad, just a quick follow-up to that. Stuff is said all the time on social media and Twitter media. Why was it important for you to
come? Yeah, I don't care about what people say on social media.
No.
That's their opinion. But for him to go on the media and speak about it as it's fact and as it's truth.
Good point. I did go on the media. Like, when you're right, Brad.
Yeah.
I went on the media.
He's got you there.
So, touche.
Yeah.
And I said these things.
And to have a conversation about this. And the problem is that it reaches a lot of people on the radio station that it was on or wherever it was put out.
Do you know where it was put out or do you not? I feel like he knows enough about it, but not enough about it. He's trying to pretend like he doesn't.
He's trying to walk a line where I was told about this. I don't really care about this, but I have to address it.
Watch it and hear it and listen to it.
Right, where clearly he's the one who wanted to respond to this. He's the one who's making a big stink about it. And, you know, maybe you believe him out there. Maybe you believe him and you don't believe Keith. And I guess that's fine. I would believe Rich, but you don't have to. Maybe you believe him. I think that's pretty clear that he wanted to address this. He knows a lot more about it, but he is trying to pretend like, somebody just kind of put it on my radar. I just wanted to put it out. But he probably watched it and rewatched it.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who seeked it out and wanted to address it.
And it's not going to become a story because it's not what's going on. And
you've made it the biggest story on the team, I feel like, this season.
So
this is
much,
a massive story.
So much more of a story.
I had no clue it was going to like go into this. I thought we were going to talk about it on our show a little bit. It might get brought up. I'm sure it get passed on to them. I had no idea where it was going to go.
No. So good
and
job.
And then it kind of launched.
Good job putting the fire out, Brad.
Yeah. like you made it a story, and we're not done.
You know, if there are issues that need to be dealt with, we would deal with them internally, but that's not the case in this situation. Yeah, there's things that we need to fix, and there's things that we need to improve moving forward, but that's not one of them.
When you become aware of something like that, do you go to David and say, hey, this is...
Yeah, we laughed about it. We had a really good laugh about it. You know, we've been making fun of each other all day on the ice. You know, he even came with me after practice. We were playing a keep-away drill. He said, you came after my puck, and then you realized that there's a story out there, so you turn away. Went
good
the other way.
Hilarious.
You know? So, again, we have a phenomenal relationship. Our wives, our kids have great relationships. So, you know, we have no issues laughing about that, and then putting this to bed.
So that was Friday after practice. Friday night.
Oh, this is good.
Because it's not a story.
Yeah.
He's saying it's not a story. We're all going to move on. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He needs to crawl back into his closet or whatever else. So then he goes on to Instagram, and he posts a ton of photos of he with David Pastrnak. And then the caption says, wolves don't lose sleep over the opinions of sheep. So,
honorary member of the Wolf Pack.
So, hilarious. So, you know who loses sleep? People who say that quote.
Yeah.
That is so over the top to me for him to do that. This is a guy, so a multi-millionaire, professional athlete, spent time on Friday night going through his photo roll to look for pictures of he and Pasternak to prove that everything's fine.
Yep.
That's what happened.
Yeah, he doesn't
lose. He's a wolf in this scenario.
He doesn't lose sleep over it.
No, I'm the sheep.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. He doesn't lose sleep over it. He spent 5 minutes after a skate talk going on and on and on about it, and then he went through and found all these photos of him and I never claimed these photos didn't exist. I never claimed you guys weren't friends. You might even be friends now. It doesn't mean there's not a rift. It happens all the time in sports. I just think the overreaction, the oversell kind of proves everything out. That's how I sort of view it. But that was like hilarious when I saw that.
I would approach it the same way.
I think he's having a hard time. I think at the skate after practice, he was Mad Marchand. And then when he went to Twitter, he turned into Sad Marchand. So this is what we're dealing with now.
Let's give him some credit though, Keith. What was the best dig he got at you? Pound sand, I think, was it.
Pound sand is good.
That's good.
Pound sand is good. I was going to say, I'm still questioning the closet line.
Yeah, go back in your closet.
You might want to have that one back.
I don't want to get anybody canceled.
2 years ago, you might be in some hot water there, Brad.
That's true. It's Trump's America now.
Trump's America's fine.
You're probably fine.
Let it rip.
Yeah, you're good.
Call me what you really want to call me. Go ahead, Brad. Pound sand's good. Bringing pound sand back is good.
I think I was a winner. Like, Billy, you must have liked that. You must have enjoyed
pound sand's awesome.
Yeah, right up Billy's alley.
I like pound sand and take a walk.
You're like, oh, that's got to take a walk. Yeah. How do you come back from that?
Yeah, no, that's
kind of just got to go for a walk.
The ultimate one is grow up.
Grow up.
You don't come back from grow up.
Yeah, you're like, yep, that's it. You're just left with nothing there.
Okay. So what do you guys think about Brad Marchand, his response?
Grow up.
Get it.
617-779-7937. I already see on the call screen, Keith, and on social media, you got to state your source, Keith.
That's not how any of this works.
That's what journalists do, is give up your source.
So also, a bigger story would be if I said who the source was.
Yes.
Because that's not how any of this works.
No.
Who does that?
Courtney was trying to sniff out your source.
Oh, yeah, Courtney's on my list now. Put her on the pile with the former host here and the former Bruins beat guys.
Wow, she's in that group.
She was just like, this is not true. We got lied to. She even thought Marchand posting these pictures with Pasta was like normal.
She came in and she goes, my friend's mad at me. I go, was this justification for like you believe that Keith is wrong about this? She's like, no, Rich is mad at me. I get why.
I said, not your friend.
You don't believe. Yeah, I didn't think you guys were friends anymore. You don't believe his report.
Not me.
So Courtney's on the list. Yikes.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. We'll get into all your thoughts on this. Mike Vrabel will be introduced to the media live at noon. We'll get to that as well. You'll hear it here on WEEI and on the Odyssey app. Billy Lanning with all the latest in trending, and we're right back.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Adam Jones and Bruins insider Rich Keefe here on WEEI. Normally, we discuss what happened. But the games were so bad, and we're rolling with the Bruins stuff. We'll get into it. But a reminder, WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. We'll play Mike Vrabel for you live at noon. Press conference from Gillette Stadium, introduced as, is it the 16th head coach in Patriots history? That comes your way live at noon, Odyssey app, and 93.7 in Boston. Rich Keefe, anything else you want to say? Anything you forgot to say there before we get to some of the calls? People are fired up on the phone.
People were fired up all weekend long about this, and it's strange, honestly, to me how mad people were about it. Because there's one thing to be like, I don't believe you, and then there was another to be just like, F you into the ground, like you piece of crap should never work again.
That's a hockey, you know, it's only...
It's only a game.
What did?
Why you have to be mad?
What did
That's
you say?
What I was saying. Like, what is going on here?
What did you say? You understood the Jones
I know
social
how Jones
media
feels. Yeah, yeah. I'll have to. You know what we'll do?
Because I'm like, what is this? What? You were surprised by this?
I can't read like any of them on the radio, so we'll have to do some maybe off air ones, like on Instagram or something. Just some of the feedback that I received this
where
weekend.
You can say whatever the hell you want.
Oh yeah, it's the adult tour.
Okay, good. Yeah, we'll adult tour.
No, it's just that I stand by it, and I think Marchand's ranting and raving, and then his Instagram post kind of proves it for me, so I'm not changing how I feel about it, but we shall see where it goes.
Okay, let's take some of these calls. People, some agree with you, some not so much.
Sure.
Ray in Cumberland, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? Big fan of the show. Keith, I trust your scoop, but I got one question for you.
Sure.
What was the point of your source releasing this to you and creating such a storm? That's my one question. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay,
good question.
It is a good question.
I guess I have to follow back up.
What's the motivation behind the leak?
I don't know. That's what I think what other people are trying to figure out. Like, who benefits from this? It seems like it's just kind of an S storm for everybody. I'm also surprised at how big the storm is. I thought it'd be like, yeah, okay, team struggling, two-star players aren't seeing eye to eye. Work on that. Let's get going. Instead, it's like, oh my God, no way.
I think candidly, like, we both thought it was a good scoop. I mean, you always have good information.
Thank you.
But we both thought it was a good scoop. Yeah. And, you know, we left the show on Friday thinking that's kind of what it was going to be.
Yeah.
Like, this is the story.
Hey, you something know, to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Where does this go?
Something to monitor. Like, people were talking about it for sure out there on social media and the interwebs.
Now, they turned it into the biggest
but
story.
But I never saw the team responding to it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm with you on this. My read on it is you doth protest too much, Brad Marchand.
Don't you think too, and just taking sort of even a guess on it from the player's perspective, is something happened. They were working on it. Maybe it got resolved. Maybe it didn't. I don't think it has. But maybe it did. But it's like we thought we kind of snuffed this out before everybody else knew about it. And now everybody knows about it. And it just seems like Marchand in this role of being a captain for like, what, a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh man, there's a lot more crap that goes along with this.
Here's my question to the Bruins media and to all the former media members
These
out there.
Guys.
Is anybody going to do any reporting on this? Is anybody going to do any legwork on this, or are you just taking Brad at his word?
I think that's it. Kay. I think they heard Brad on
that's
Friday because they have Brad in their Twitter header, and they're like, we're good. Brad's
so,
right.
So shame on them. Yeah. Like, if you're a media member or a former media member
yeah.
who hangs around the team, and
where's the Seth Wickersham of the Bruins?
You're just going to take Brad Marchand at his word? Then talk about not doing your job. Talk about lecturing people on journalism and not doing your job. Are you going to dig in on this? Are you going to report on this? Or did you just walk away from Brad Marchand's press conference, ripping Keefe, which mm-hmm. was entertaining. Mm-hmm. I'll give him that. Pound sand, good line.
Mm-hmm.
Are you just going to walk away from that and just say, well, obviously Keefe was lying? Because if you're doing that, talk about who's really not doing their job and who's really not a journalist.
That's a good point. No, everything, it's definitely a lot of just, you know, kind of cheerleaders, and that's fine. That's how they want to do it. Everything's good. Everything's going on with the players.
I mean, I guess that's the sport, to be honest.
Hey, Tukes, I remember there was a press conference back when that guy used to cover the team, and he would just say all the nicknames, like, in the press conference.
Yeah.
Like, the nicknames.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not on the team.
I mean, look.
You're supposed to be a reporter.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now. If I see Marchand around town, it's me. I'm calling him Marchand.
Hey, Marshy.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know if it's Marchand or Marchand or Marshmont. He's been gone by so many different names over
it's
the
true.
Years. It's hard to keep track.
It's hard to, yeah. His hockey reference page is chock full. Ryan is in Atlanta. Go ahead, Ryan.
Ooh.
Hey, guys. Keith specifically, a big fan, been listening to him for a long time.
Thank you.
I promise I'm not being sarcastic when I say that. I know it scares you.
Yes, it does scare me. Yes, it does. Thank you.
My opinion, Marchand is the one who embarrassed himself with this one. And I know Jones kind of stole my thunder on this one. You guys just said you have smart listeners. But to quote William Shakespeare, methinks thou dost protest too much, Brad. Like, it feels like you really struck a nerve with him and he's just doing backflips to try to defend himself. And like all these baby Bruins fans are just going to take his side because like he said, it wasn't true. What was he going to do? Admit that it's all true? That doesn't make any sense. And I feel like, the calling for your job was really the part where it was egregious. Like you took it a step too far, and mm-hmm. now everybody who is real and taking this for like taking it seriously should realize like that was him going way too far with it, and it should be obvious.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan. Obviously I agree with that. I think that's the line where it's like, all right, dude, are you serious? Like, he's like this guy shouldn't have a job. It's one thing to be asked about it. It's one thing to address it. and then just to make it a bigger story than it is. And clearly, so after practice, he was still thinking about it, still thinking about it, still thinking about it. And then went on Instagram, went through his photos, found all these old pictures of he and Pasternak, and then uses a quote. Again, he went on Instagram and wrote, let me find this. He wrote, "Wolves don't lose sleep over the opinions of sheep," which, again, that's something that you would say to a friend to make them feel better. Right. You'd be like, if people, which they do, are all over Jones and on Twitter, I'd be like, "Hey, Jones, wolves, you're a wolf in this case.
I'm a wolf.
You don't need to lose sleep over the opinions of sheep." Saying that about yourself proves that you are very, in fact, worried about the opinions of sheep, apparently.
Yeah, wolves may not lose sleep over it, but what they do is, you know, go to social media and get in their feelings with pictures of Marchand and Pasternak giving each other purple nurples and piggybacks and everything else.
It's kind of sad. It really is. To me, it's sad because Marchand's a great player. I think he still is a good player. He's now the face of the Bruins, and to have him respond this way is pathetic. Like, I know he said he was embarrassed for me, and I guess, you know what? Feeling is mutual. I am embarrassed for you.
Look, Marchand's my guy. Yep. At least he used to be. But yeah, I can't.
Hard to be a Marchand guy now.
And so for this, like, people are like, "Oh, well, why are you so insulted? You guys call for people's jobs every day on the radio." True. I'm not really all that insulted that he's calling for anybody's job. I don't agree with him, obviously, but whatever. He can say whatever he wants. I don't care. But I think it just comes across how shook he is.
Well, he's shooketh and then some. No, I do think, and maybe this is just because of the seat that I'm in, it is apples to oranges to watch Jerod Mayo coach a whole season poorly and then say, "You know what? I think they need a new coach." Not off of like one thing, but off of a whole season where it's bad. It's the team that we're rooting for. And he's getting paid millions of dollars to coach it. He's going to get paid millions of dollars not to coach it. And to say they need somebody else in there. Rather than a radio host who you claim to have no knowledge of and makes one mistake in your mind. I'm not saying I did. But in one, like, he should be fired.
Yeah, he should
be gone. Like, that's way different than, I think, a radio host or even a fan saying that a coach should be fired. That's also more the nature of that business.
Go back to the closet, Keith. That's what he said to you.
What is that?
A curious line.
That is a strange line.
Mm. Mm. Anyway. Oh, by the way, we have a Brad.
Uh-oh. Who do you got? Marchand?
Brad, hello.
Let's go.
Hey, guys. Yeah.
Not Marchand. On behalf of all
Speaking
Brads.
Speaking for Brads. Yeah, here we go. Fair enough.
Good.
Yeah, so I think, you know, Keith, you would be one of the last people I would expect to be, you know, controversial or annoying or just, you know. But I think what this is it's a reaction to talk radio. OK, I think it's a culmination of I honestly don't think that the reporters and the teams really have a lot of respect for talk radio. I'm not saying that it's warranted or not warranted. I'm saying that they don't. And when something like this comes up and it strikes a chord, you know, you guys throw stuff out there all the time, right? And when you're talking about relationships,
not reports. Brad, real quick. I throw plenty of trash opinions around, but not reports.
Yeah, no, this is, when I put my Scoops hat on, it is different. Like, we throw around a lot of, we make predictions and stuff. This is different. I heard this from someone. I did not make this up.
Well, I don't think you did either. But I think that what you're the victim of, many, many, many years of Boston talk radio. And I think the more that you protest about it and you make fun of what Marchand said and you make fun of, you know, all that, you start going through all his stuff, I think you should give it a rest. Okay. I mean, I know it calls for your job.
Right.
But, you know, this, when you keep talking, it's like a Facebook conversation where, oh, you should do, you know, just...
Well, Brad,
it was out of line for Marchand.
Okay.
But just let it go.
Well, this is our first time to react to it. So he said this Friday after we got off the air. So I know you're like, this was a while ago. Well, we weren't on over the weekend. We're talking about it now. Our job is also a 4-hour talk show.
Yeah.
So, like, hey, don't talk about, you know, the captain of the Bruins calling you out and calling for your job. Move on, talk about something else. Well, like, and today's not the day. Like, in 6-8 months, if I'm still being like, remember the time Brad called me for my job? Like, Keith, give it up. This is the first show we've had after he said that.
And in fairness, we didn't do it right at 10.
Actually, talk about Mike Vrabel.
We spent an hour on Vrabel. And so, you know, I mean, it's not the only thing we've done. It won't be the only thing we
but
do
But I
today.
Think it would be crazy for us not to Look, talk about it. I also...
I get that criticism, though, because it does seem inconsistent. It's like, oh, well, he's going on and on about it. You're criticizing for it. Now you're going on and on about it. Well, yeah, but our job is to sit here and talk on the radio for 4 hours and talk about what people want to hear.
He made it more of a story.
Yeah, I mean...
And then the story also involves us now, in like, directly.
Yeah, him responding is good for us.
Yeah, we have to talk about it.
Him responding is bad for him. And so, yeah. He doesn't stand to gain much out of this. We stand to gain quite a bit.
Yeah, and I he was... So even if you want to play the game that, you know, he didn't know the question was coming... He didn't have to go on for 5 minutes about it.
And I will add, and this is my opinion, not a report.
Yeah. Careful.
But I will, he let people know he wanted to talk about it. That's how that came about. 617-779-7937.
Well, do have to get to line one.
No, I was just going to say, he was on line one.
Yeah, I do see that. We're going to get to him after?
It's maybe Abdul Carter himself. Ooh. We'll get to that if he hangs on through the break. We'll get back to some Patriots thoughts as well. We don't want to dwell on this and spend too much time on it and protest too much.
I don't mind.
Plus Mike Vrabel on the way at noon, his press conference live from Gillette Stadium. You'll hear it here on WEEI. Mike Vrabel will be introduced live from Gillette Stadium about 10 minutes from now. You'll hear it here live on WEEI and on the Odyssey app. Make sure you're tuned in. We'll hear everything Mike Vrabel has to say. It's going to be him and Robert Kraft, I believe. No Jonathan, I don't think. Present today. So we'll hear why Mike Vrabel was hired and what Mike Vrabel has to say about it and hopefully get some answers on the offensive coordinator, the front office, everything else. So that comes your way again about 10 minutes from now.
So real quick, Friday, Brad Marchand real mad at me and wants me to lose my job. It then turned into a lot of Bruins fans being very upset with me.
Yes.
You know what happened on Saturday? And I wonder if the two are related. My mailbox got smashed. Mailbox got knocked down.
What?
So there's a slim chance it was the plow, although in the 7 years I've lived there, the plow's never knocked it down. We had like 1 inch of snow, so it's not like you couldn't see it. But yeah, I left the house for like 2 hours, little CC Beans at gymnastics, come home, mailbox on the ground.
Maybe it was both. Maybe it was a Bruins fan snowplow driver.
A Bruin plow driver.
Yeah.
Could be.
That's what it is.
I'm like,
hell with this guy?
I'm like, am I a target now?
Yeah,
am I at risk here? I do have a sword, just for anybody that is
anybody
wanting
thinking
to
about
try me,
pulling any hijinks.
I beefed up the home security years ago. I do have a samurai sword down in the basement.
Okay, well,
but
I'm
anyway,
not.
No, this we need to take. So yeah, line
I don't
one,
think, and I don't think you need defense from this individual based
I'll
on the subject line.
This is
Darth Vader in Fall River.
Hell yeah!
This is Darth Vader. What took you so long to answer the damn phone? Keith, I stand by you. You stand by me. You are absolutely right.
Thank you.
And as far as your mailbox goes, it's a ring camera, man. You got to put a ring camera.
Yeah, good idea. True. Thank
that's
you, Darth.
You. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you don't lose your job, you
Thank
should
you,
buy
Darth
one of those.
Vader.
Yeah.
May I call you Anakin?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
I let him go.
That's fine.
I would.
That
think,
was very nice.
I would think. Well, it's good to have Darth Vader. You're on the dark side now, Keith. You've moved over to the dark side.
Is
so,
that what that is?
Well, you're getting a lot of blowback, so you moved over to the dark side.
A lot of heat.
It's good for Darth Vader
it's
to have your back.
Real hot in there. It's like an infrared sauna at Sweat House.
It seems like he's solved most of his breathing issues.
No, he sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he took the helmet off for the call.
Maybe.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Where would you
got himself like a CPAP or something like
where
that?
Where would
know.
You rate that on a scale of 1 to 10 in Darth Vader impressions?
Oh, 2.
Okay. Better than a 1.
It's not a 1.
Call back anytime. No, if Darth Vader is like in the mix.
I know you've gotten so much mean tweets on. I don't want to be too mean to him there and give him a 1.
I can't relive these mean tweets.
D-.
Okay. Not bad. It's all right.
I mean, it wasn't my favorite Darth Vader impression I've ever heard. That's all.
All right.
Zach's in Rhode Island. Hello.
Zach, what do you got?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Zach.
What's up? Hey, great show, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
I got a conspiracy for you.
Oh, good. I like these.
Maybe the Bruins or maybe a fellow media member is sick of Keith getting all the scoops, so they went and put a bunch of fake ones out there, figure out which one popped up to figure out who the source is.
Okay.
So now they know who your source is.
So they're tired of all the scoops you've had, and now they put a fake one out there to get the rap.
I mean, I suppose.
That happened in The Departed.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you write Citizens Bank wrong, you're going to be, they're going to come calling.
Yeah.
And I guess in the words of Kevin Garnett, anything is possible, but
it's not the worst theory ever.
No,
they're tired of you.
But years and years of consistent 100% spot on reports. Yeah. Then they're like, feed them the Pasternak Marchand line.
No. But I'm saying maybe it comes from somewhere else to your source. And now it's emanating out. I mean, that's possible. It's not the worst theory I've ever heard.
I mean, maybe
I stand.
Team needed a spark, actually. Maybe is also what it could be. That's one I heard that I kind of subscribe to. Like,
that's what it is. That's
maybe
what it
they
is.
Needed a kick in the ass. They couldn't get it done this way. They were like, we need to be versus somebody in the media.
Let's get old Richie Pucks out there and to fire him up.
Yep.
I like that.
So now, listen, they're 1-0 since calling out Scoops Keith.
It's true.
So a win.
In your face.
Touche.
617-779-7937. All your phone calls there. Patriots, Bruins, Mike Vrabel, about to be introduced to the media live from Gillette Stadium. You hear it here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, and on the Odyssey app.